You were as hot as the hot
Love
pocket.
Yeah. Live.
You look like a pepperoni hot pocket.
Not like a meatball.
No,
man.
I had two pepperonis on my cheeks. Oh. I had rosy cheeks.
More red like a pepperoni, like that fiery red.
Unhinged! You fucking people! Don't retweet my shit about Hot Pockets! Fuck you! Fuck you right in this fucking cornhole! No! Turn this off!
Louder.
Oh, look! Another fucking Hot Pockets commercial! And Romney's taking the lead again! Oh, good! Fucking Ron Paul and Hot Pockets! Jump in Hot Pockets,
that's how you get a hit. Oh, I'm getting mad all over it. Fucking Hot Pockets with your fucking Snoop Dogg songs.
Yeah, I like when you get steamy, Darren.
Screams of sexually.
Yeah.
Yeah, Darren.
Hot Pockets. Yeah.
Ugh. So bad.
Hot Pockets in the crib, ma. Pocket like it's hot.
Give us a call, 646-929-1357.
Biggie, can't you see? Your Hot Pockets just hypnotize me.
It works with any hip-hop song.
And I just love your ham and cheese.
You want to really do it? I'll give you my fucking address. Oh. Better yet, Google my goddamn name.
Googler.
Find
call
yourself
up.
And show up unannounced.
She sort of sounds
I'll
like a female Dave Mustaine.
I'll be happy to greet you at my
Good.
Door. I'll
Better
be happy to
tonal
find
quality,
you in my
though.
Bedroom in the middle of the night,
right, Noah?
You assholes.
What?
She has better. She enunciates better than Dave.
I'll kill you and I'll enjoy doing it.
I'll kill you and I'll enjoy doing
stroke
it.
Mouth.
I feel like she has a very, very good speaking voice.
Yeah, she's a good radio voice.
Saying terrible things, but like the way she pronounces is very nice.
Yes.
You fucking fuckers!
It'll take another 4 years of Obama. Years. It's gonna be so much.
Sound like Rush Limbaugh, actually.
4 years
of this. The feminazis.
Libertarians.
Yeah.
How is she not lightheaded from screaming so much already?
Bastard, you think you voted for something? You didn't vote for shit.
What about the fucking like 300 million Democrats that voted for?
Oh yeah, she just figures that they're not watching this for sure.
Along with you, that's the only people that are watching this. It's people who want to laugh at Republicans.
Has she posted anything since this?
I
think she's done.
She yes, a repeated video. Here's your great speaker, and it's just a video of Obama, I guess.
What did he like making mistakes?
Is that
wow, come
that
on, it's ridiculous.
Is,
yeah,
you could do that to anybody.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be the world's biggest fucking Obama dick sucker or anything. Like I disagree with him on stuff, but the cut up his things where he says
That's just that's lazy.
Everyone does. Who doesn't say You could do that with this show. Fucking. Whatever.
And they didn't even mix it into like a dubstep. Kong.
She doesn't know what that is.
No, the person who cut up the Obama.
You know, I guess it probably wasn't her.
Wait, so did somebody put a song about
yes,
Rob,
someone remixed this.
Yeah.
Someone remixed her rant. I wanted to hear more of that.
A little more. This is a socialist country. We do what everybody
you
wants.
Give me what I need out of my tax money.
So, Obamacare stands. We are now officially the United States of America is now officially a socialist country.
Officially.
If that was true, why is that a bad thing? That's what they never tell you.
But also, why now? Like, wouldn't it have been a socialist country for this last 4 years?
Well, he was waiting until his second term to really do socialist things.
Well, no, this is probably from when Obamacare passed that she made this video, so she's...
Well, I think what she's saying is if he wasn't elected, then Obamacare couldn't have passed.
Oh, yeah.
They could have repealed it before it happened. But she doesn't want to have health care, so, you know.
That's fine.
Pay $300 to go to an emergency room.
Got the free Obama phones.
Oh God!
I just learned what this is. That he's giving out prepaid phones. God forbid.
Yeah.
Poor people have a way to like get in touch with each other when they're out of their house.
Yeah, poor people should never have anything.
It's not like he's giving them iPhones, which would be great. Which would be so nice.
Maybe he's giving them old iPhones.
It's
just totally, it's burners. It's just, you know, like really old brick phones.
And really, don't poor people deserve better than iPhones? Come on. Have you seen an iPhone 5? Come on.
At least a Samsung.
No.
Okay, I'm going to reserve my comments.
Oh.
Rob's about to make a vlog about
Rob is turning into a Hot Pocket
this
now.
This is what you Android users get. Fuck Android users. You want to upgrade your firmware? Go try to do it now, you dumb Android. This is officially a fucking Android fucking country. The United States of America is an Android country. Here's your Google Sync. Why don't you sync your calendar now, you fucking fuck?
And none of you fucking faggots retweeted any of my shit. Any of my fucking Mac advertisements. Fuck you!
My unboxing videos, what the fuck?
Don't get me started on Apple. Fuck!
Fuck!
The tomato.
Rob, do you have that link with that lady that got fired from her Cold Stone Creamery job because of saying racist things about the president? Remember?
Oh, yeah.
I sent you earlier this week. Oh, you didn't hear about this?
Did not hear about this at all.
Fantastic.
Oh, I love Republican people acting crazy.
Delicious stupidity.
It's so fun.
Mm. Okay, so this woman posted on her Facebook. She posted, and another 4 years of the nigger. Maybe he'll get assassinated this term.
Yeah.
You fucking people didn't even assassinate Obama.
At least she said assassinate, not lynch.
Yeah.
She probably doesn't know that word.
She's progressive.
She's like 22.
She's progressive.
No. You know,
but she got fired from her job at Cold Stone Creamery, her high-paying job mashing up ice cream on a wood block.
And singing.
And then
she got interviewed
on the news.
She refused to walk back the sentiments.
Yeah.
I love the Cold Stone.
She took a stand. It was like that North Country movie with Charlize Theron that three people saw, including me.
By the way, is Cold Stone a national thing?
Yeah.
And now there's one with an open position, Darren.
That's fine if they want to, but not like I don't understand what I did wrong.
You said nigger.
She doesn't understand. Do you? This is what we're talking about. A Facebook post from a Turlock woman on the night of the election that ends with a saying, maybe he will get assassinated. Now, it is a story that got the attention of the Secret Service, even. The backlash isn't surprising, but this woman's message tonight may catch you off guard. Let's go live now to Ben DC with a story that you'll see only.
So she Facebooked this. She didn't say it at work.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think she should get fired for that. Why should she get fired?
Well, if they feel like people knowing that she did this is going to hurt business, then...
Well, who knew except that they called attention to it? Like, no one knew but her friends, right?
I don't know.
I don't think people should lose their job over Facebook postings, even if they're scummy people like this. I'm not defending any of it, but I don't think you should lose your job over that, should you?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's a little...
trying to get the job back or anything,
no.
Or like she's going to sue.
Well, I think she's like, I'm not saying like I would go do it or anything like that by any means, but if it would happen, I don't think I'd care one bit. I wouldn't be upset if it happened.
The interviewer follows up on that.
Okay.
Okay.
On Fox 40. Ben?
Yeah, certainly a different message than the one we were bringing you last night. Denise Helms is not a fan of President Barack Obama. She was hoping...
This is Sacramento, United States.
In frustration, she says she took to her Facebook page and her whole world.
This is news now.
This is like the Onion.
What I said was wrong. It was
just like the rest of us. Denise Helms has this guarantee.
I want to know what was wrong.
It's the law of the land, but free by law doesn't mean free from consequence.
I lost my job. You know, people calling me at work saying, threatening me.
Fired over this Twitter post. A screenshot of Helms' Facebook page, a page Helms says she had set to private. The N-word.
Uh-huh. Well, apparently not.
Are you a racist?
No. I'm not.
It sounds like you're a racist.
It does. I think it was just I was really upset.
Uh-huh.
And it just, like, kind of came out.
Racist things don't come out of me when I am upset. I just want to say.
Yeah.
When I'm upset, I don't accidentally drop the N-bomb. Yeah.
For me, it's only against Chinese people.
Yeah.
Well, you admit it, though.
And you don't have to be that upset.
No, I was talking, you fucking kike.
But Jared, calm down. You're upset.
I'm not racist.
You
didn't mean
it.
You
didn't
mean it.
You're only anti-Semitic when you think about Hot Pockets.
Fucking Jew Hot Pockets!
Oh, it's on that note, by the way, someone wanted to know if you made an anti-Noah vlog when she turned you down on the bus.
Oh, yeah.
if vlogs existed back then, he totally would
have. A live
journal. No, well, he did the live journal.
I wish we had
video. That bitch!
Biznatch.
I even said she was boobalicious.
Maybe if you'd said that to her at the time and not just to your live journal.
Yeah, I just only wrote it in my live journal.
If only you were more honest. How much different things would have been today?
Now you tell me. You fuck!
Make a vlog now.
I will make a vlog.
This is what happens when you don't retweet my advances.
We didn't have Twitter back then.
Rob's going to go assassinate Obama for you. Because of like Jodie Foster.
Wait, so let's hear the rest.
Part of the problem with this post.
As much as I'm not a fan of Obama, I wouldn't want that for him. He does have two kids.
Helm's former employer, Stone Creamery, has put out a number of posts highlighting the fact that she's lost her job as store manager and distancing themselves
from
her
Facebook
comments.
The
Helms has said,
like,
okay,
really
so
humiliating to her.
Here's how I assume she lost her job.
Okay.
Somebody posted this, probably on Reddit or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and then in the comments they were like, wow, this is disgusting, like blah, blah, blah.
And then people found out where she worked.
And then they found out that, oh, she works at Cold Stone Creamery. This
right.
is terrible. Let's go complain to Cold Stone Creamery.
Well, Cold Stone Creamery
okay.
should say, fuck you. That's her yeah. private, it, we don't
no,
agree
she's
with
not,
it.
She's
for
not
business.
Complaining.
No, yeah, like
that's
for
it.
Them, like who is she to them? She's
yeah.
just, she's a cog.
There has to be some kind of like labor law. They can't just fire her for
well,
that.
But
she
they
didn't,
did. No,
she
they
didn't,
can.
Didn't,
they definitely can. I'm saying they shouldn't do it.
Right.
I agree with you. Like, I get what you're saying.
In principle.
In
they
principle.
Should be principled. I don't care if she's a cog. They should be principled.
No, but they
she
should.
She didn't
they
do anything
don't.
Offensive at work.
Still should keep her even if it hurts business.
But if
listen,
people are going to, like, protest Cold Stone Creamery.
Harassing phone calls or whatever.
Yeah. Like,
right.
why,
was
why
anyone
are they
doing
they,
that?
Yeah, she said she was getting calls at work.
In
the report it said.
If her profile was private and stuff, like, is it just her friends?
Yeah, whatever. Somebody she knew, like, ratted her out. But again, it's to the point, if something is on the internet, regardless of if it's on your private profile or not, it's in a public space.
No, I agree. I agree she's stupid for doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. No. I'm just saying, like,
I
just because her profile is private.
Right. No one's arguing that. I don't think anyone's saying that she's not an idiot. I think she's clearly an idiot and clearly doesn't know how to use the internet. But I think that should be more important than money. A company should protect
no.
their employees.
But
no,
to the company,
no.
that's all that's
I
important.
Said should be. I don't expect them to do it.
Right.
I don't know. If it was
you're living in a socialist country,
yeah.
Garrett.
Maybe,
officially.
Yeah.
I'm officially in a socialist
country. Maybe if it was like somebody with a family who'd been working at the company for like decades, but she's 22.
But you
like,
can't. But you can't if you're going to. But it has to be in principle. You can't say, well, this guy's more important than that. This fucking girl mashing up ice cream is more important than that one.
Well, none of them are. That's the point. None of them are important at all.
Right, but you said if it's a guy with a family, so
yeah.
I don't care. Like
I
don't.
I would just. It would be a little bit more justified in my mind if they did. If they kept the job of somebody who actually had a life to maintain than some dumb 22-year-old broad who whatever. She'll
listen.
Just go and work at McDonald's now.
Sure, but
or
I'm
if
just
there's
saying,
a Chick-fil-A, they'd probably love to hire her.
I just think
a Chick-fil-A.
It's larger than what she is, though. I think you know you. It's getting into an area where now you know you can people can judge you based on shit you put on your Facebook. You know.
Well, then watch what you put on your Facebook.
No, listen, I agree, but I think still if it's intended as private, it shouldn't bleed into your. Into
well, that's
your
the lesson learned here. Yeah.
Ever since this has all come out, she's received a number of threats to her safety at the store. She has contacted Turlock Police to make sure that there are plans in place in case there is a credible threat. She also says she hasn't been contacted by the U.S. Secret Service.
Good.
Ben, thanks a lot.
But we were.
How funny would it, like, not funny, but ironic, I guess, if she was the one that got, like, assassinated or whatever just for her comment. I guess she can't get assassinated because she's not the president.
What if she goes and tries to assassinate Obama now?
Oh, no.
She's out of work anyway.
She can't afford the ticket to Washington.
That's true.
If he comes to Sacramento, maybe.
Hitchhike. Is she attractive? Maybe she'd be ugly. Can I see?
Turned
it off already?
Yeah, I already closed it.
Okay, whatever.
She's what? Just like a heavyset blonde girl that looks like she would be racist.
Oh, all right.
right? I mean,
she doesn't look like she. I couldn't tell immediately that she was racist.
She looks like an asshole.
She's fat. You don't like fat people.
No, it's not that. She just has that asshole face. She doesn't look like a nice person.
What
you
does an
tell,
asshole face look like?
It's just, you could tell certain people before you even meet them, you just see their face. You could tell that they're probably not nice.
Now, have you met people where you thought that and then you met them and you're like, oh, I guess he's not an asshole?
Rarely. No.
Very rare for you.
I just stay away from them once I see the face. Or like, I'm not even going to start with this person.
Sid, do you have an asshole face? What would you say? Because you are an asshole, but you are very lovable.
Yeah.
I would say.
Because I'm not an asshole. I'm an asshole to people that don't meet me.
Right, fair enough.
So
so then you're saying all they have to do is go up to you and then you'll be nice?
DMX says Sean has an asshole face.
No. I don't remember what he looks like. It's been so long. I can't even
he looks like,
fuck!
He looks like Louis C.K. with hair and AIDS.
Yeah, pretty much.
He does look like Louis C.K. with AIDS. I feel like he might have described himself like that.
Is that right?
Once or twice. I might be wrong.
Maybe I pulled it out of my subconscious.
I don't think that Sean has an asshole face. I think that he likes to put his face on asshole.
And he had to give that up because he has a girlfriend.
Oh.
Life is just one asshole at a time.
This is what happens when you don't come to the show.
Well, he's talking there. When he was coming regularly, he didn't listen to it.
His feelings will never be hurt because he'll never hear it anyway.
Do you think D-Bag still listens to the show?
No, he definitely
waiting
does.
For Sean's voice to come up.
I feel like Sean told me like off air once that D-Bag does not listen when Sean.
Yeah,
he only listens to Sean. Like because Sean's there.
Do you think Sean has like a newsletter he sends to all his friends of like whether they should download this particular week or not? God, don't bother. I had to go see a James Bond movie.
He doesn't have time to do. He started to do the newsletter. And he gave up.
He has his own rival podcast where he just reviews what he did that weekend while not being here.
It's the after show.
That should be another Metal Injection podcast.
Yeah.
Where he like just calls in and records like 15 minutes of what he did instead of coming here.
But he'll do that for 8 weeks and then he'll stop doing it.
Then he'll start coming here instead of doing that podcast. Always sure to get fucked.
At least that'll be a way to get him. We'll be the excuse for the other podcast.
That's brilliant. Create new responsibility for him so he starts procrastinating it by taking care of his old responsibility.
I think it's a brilliant plan.
Well, that
D-Bag, this is for you.
And rape.
Oh, yes, listen to the whole 2 hours.
We won't tell him what time.
It's a mystery.
All right, let's take a music break right now. We'll be back in a few more. Maybe we'll talk about some metal in the second hour, but probably not. Maybe. All right, we're going to kick it off with a little High on Fire. Here's Rumors of War.
Yeah.
many listeners. In order to keep up with all this jazz about social networking, Chuck Blandington is now on Twitter. Follow me at BlandInjection. It's mostly me making fun of Nola, Rob, and Frank. Oh, and I guess you should follow the livecast as well. Their Twitter handle is at MILivecast. Twitter. I'm over it. We'll be right back. yes, that was a great song, wasn't it? No, I mean it. I love unlistenable noise, really. So here's more of it. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. You're listening to the program that found Levy Klitsky's body in a dumpster, but moved it to the side to pick up a bag of deposit bottles. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast. now done pooping, so we can turn off this awful music and get back to asking Noah who she would have sex with. Here we go.
This is one of those rare shows where Sid actually didn't poop, Chuck.
Not yet, no.
Not yet. It's because Sid didn't have lunch,
yeah,
that's why.
Thankfully, well, don't Noah swooped in like the angel that she is and made some popcorn for me.
What was the last thing you ate before that popcorn?
For breakfast, would I have had a waffle?
You just have one waffle today?
And cream of broccoli
so
soup. And cream of broccoli soup.
You know, I had a shit attack this morning. I umpired a double header, so I had to get
a
up.
A doubled, so that's a quadruple header.
Yeah, so I had to get up at like 7 in the morning. But last night, well, the last 3 days, two out of the last 3 days, I had enormous meals with my girlfriend. Because on Thursday, I took her to a nice French restaurant, Anthony Bourdain restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Which one did you go to? There's two of them.
I forgot the fucking name of it.
The one by like...
What are the two names, and I'll tell you which one.
No, the name is the same. It's just two locations.
Oh, where? Oh, what the fuck?
There's one on like Park Avenue.
Yeah,
and then, okay.
Park and 20.
That's the one that he actually worked at. I've been to the other one, the one by like Rector Street or whatever.
Oh, no, it was a 28th and Park.
Yeah.
What kind of meal did you have?
I had crispy duck. And,
you love the duck.
Yeah, I love
really
duck.
Good. When it's done well, it's fantastic.
And I had a black Angus carpaccio.
Ooh.
Remind me what carpaccio is?
It's like cold pieces of roast beef and with like a salad topping.
Okay.
Everything amazing in this place. And she got a creme brulee. She got lamb chops.
I'm there.
That's my
creme
girl. Creme brulee, my goodness.
Who cares about the main course?
Yeah, just give me the creme brulee.
So I had some very heavy meals when I've been dieting. You know, and yet last night.
Your body's
night,
not used to that
yeah,
much.
Last night I went to my girlfriend. Oh, that was my anniversary dinner, by the way. So that was a year.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But
wow, it's been a year.
I can't believe
it.
Yeah,
it's actually been more than a year that I met her, but that was our first date anniversary.
Wow.
Nice.
So that's what we chose to. Then yesterday I went to her house because it was her sister's birthday. And they
quinceañera?
No.
I just felt like saying quinceañera.
I don't actually know how old she is, but she's in her 20s. But anyway, for all of you white people in the audience, a quinceañera is a Latina girl's 15th birthday. Which is really, by the way, can
it's
I just
like
say,
a bar mitzvah, basically.
They're, but it's really gross because they put them, they make them look like hooers.
Why is that? This is a bad thing?
Well, because their family's doing it.
You're ready for
it.
The rest of your life.
You don't feel it's a little creepy your family's doing it to you? They put them in this crazy makeup and they wear like a prom dress and everything.
And they make them drink their period blood.
Yeah.
That's
no, that's Jews. That's a bat mitzvah. So we went there. We had wings and I had like big ziti. I ate all this stuff. It was delicious.
Wow.
But then
was this?
That was yesterday.
No, where?
It was at my girlfriend's house.
Okay. All right.
And you haven't
house.
Pooped since Anthony Bourdain's restaurant.
No, I did. I know. I pooped my ass off.
Oh.
This morning.
Oh no! Did you replace it?
I was afraid that.
Derek just has a hole. where his ass would be.
I was afraid of. I was afraid of going to my game and being stuck, you know, behind the plate, and I have to run and take a shit. But
where would you take a shit?
In my pants? No, I would. What I would
heel?
Do. Well,
you're
what
a diety.
I would stop, like, I would have my partner just do the game by himself for an inning.
Are there bathrooms?
Well, we were right next to, like, IHOP and stuff. So.
How often does that happen, would you say?
I've never had to stop a game and go take a shit.
Has your partner ever had to?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Not this partner, but other partners.
Because I feel like mostly you're partnered up with, like, older guys that probably can't control their bowels as much. So it's probably more of a regular issue with
Well,
them.
I actually hooked one of my friends up with a job, and he's been my partner.
Oh,
he's
nice.
In his 30s, so
okay.
That's been better, but... Yeah, I had a couple of guys with hearing aids. And actually, my friend told me this story. We were doing a game once. They were doing a game. I wasn't involved in this. He goes, "Oh man, I was working with this fucking old man today," and he comes up to me. He's doing the field, and my friend's doing the plate. And the guy comes up to him and he says, "Hey, would you mind making the calls at first for me? I can't really see too good. Do you mind?" What? Imagine, now, let's say you work at a radio station.
Yeah.
I mean, a Clear Channel. Uh-huh. Guy comes to your desk and says, "Hey, would you mind doing my job
yeah.
for me?"
Yeah.
For the rest of the day, I can't focus, and I'll get still
yeah.
paid for it.
Yeah.
No,
sure.
Fuck you. But anyway, that was my That was my weekend.
I want to mention, by the way, that today's live cast is brought to you by A War You Cannot Win, the new studio album from All the Remains. It features the hits Stand Up, You Can't Fill My Shadow, and What If I Was Nothing. Download it now on iTunes.
Thank you.
Came out election day. We talked about the election earlier. It all ties together.
Also makes a good soundtrack for a quinceañera.
Sure, that's right. What I heard. That's in one of the reviews I read.
Yeah.
And Noah, I am actually very curious about this, even though I know you hate doing this, but would you fuck Anthony Bourdain?
No.
He looks like Herman Munster to me.
He's very, very
male.
Like tall and languid.
Yeah.
And what?
Languid.
In what way?
He's like just like stringy. Like.
All right.
I didn't like
but
him.
But he'd cook a delicious dinner for you afterwards.
He's good
with
his hands.
He's a jerk. He's a jerk.
He would smear melted butter on your privates.
He had the sword on his show once. That's something.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, for their hot sauce?
Yeah.
Well, Darren, by the way, you said you were telling us during the break that you went on a trip, a little field trip.
I went to the Maury Show.
Yes!
Because my girlfriend is obsessed with the Maury Show.
How come you guys didn't invite me along?
She can only get two tickets. Well, you know what? We have, I shouldn't do this on the air because I'm kind of bound to it, but she's going to another show, and she has four tickets. So I don't know.
Maury Show?
I can't promise you that because maybe she promised them to somebody, but I'll find out if you can.
Maury tickets are very high in demand.
You know what we should do? Let's call her on the air right now and ask.
All right, if you want.
Would you really?
I think it would be boring to do.
I think it should be Noah that, like, when she says hello, just I know we've only met once or twice, but I heard you go to Maury again soon. Can I come? And just put her on the spot on the air.
It would be more fun to go with a group of people. You know, like, you know, the more the merrier.
Even Rob can go.
No, I'm not. I don't want to go. I went to my share of bad daytime talk shows.
What'd you go to?
In high school. In high school for our TV production class.
We went together to Maury.
Then doing paternity and all that?
We went to Maury. We went to Montel Williams a bunch of times. And then like this other woman who's not on the air anymore, but it was the most depressed I've ever been was going to one of these shows where they had like some mentally disabled woman and like her mother's breaking down and like she walks over and like gets down on a knee and like she's like, it'll be okay. And I'm just sitting there, I'm like, you know what? I'd rather be in class right now. I'd rather be in algebra than this fucking disgusting show.
You know,
it's terrible.
Maury used to do all that.
Know?
But then he switched. Now it's like,
it's only paternity.
Tell
us about your experience.
Or like undercover stuff.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, it was the day that it was the blizzard here. So we had like a ton of snow.
You risked your life just to attend the Maury show.
Well, the Maury show sends you a bus. Like they go into Manhattan and they send a free bus.
The shuttle.
So I'm thinking this whole time that this bus, both of us were like, this bus is going to be filled with fucking Maury audience people.
Yeah.
And just like fucking hooting and hollering and shit. Well, what happened was that they filled up a bus and then we got on the second bus. So there was like eight people in the bus. Oh. So it was pretty quiet. There was one guy though that he kept, first of all, he's like the Maury super fan. So I guess he goes to every, like single taping. He wound up sitting in front of us in the show too, like a row ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, calling out the state, yo, Steve, what's good, Steve? How you doing? Like, he knew the cameraman.
Oh, my god!
And the fucking state. And then,
what time of the day was this? At what hour?
We left. The show's taping started at 7 p.m.
Oh, 7 p.m.
And it's like, oh, my god, he burns through these segments. Boom, boom, boom. The whole thing, he taped two shows that took about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
amazing.
He's been doing the same episode of the same
and
show.
He always says the same thing.
Yeah.
Yep. And he's
he doesn't even like count. Like it used to be where you would go and then the host would talk about your issue and stuff. Mm-hmm. He doesn't even.
He goes right to the paternity results.
Yeah. And then like the crazy shots of the girls throwing themselves across the stage.
Sometimes though, when they do the shame sprint off the stage,
oh, yeah.
Like he'll chase them down and he consoles them, whatever.
Yeah.
You know? But that happened in one of our segments and then. Like, he's just gone. Like, he can't see anything. It's just an empty stage.
Oh, they don't even play what's going
there's
on
no,
backstage?
There's no monitor?
There was a monitor, but you can't tell what's going on. It's just like a bunch of people. Like, you see Maury, but you can't hear anything.
Do they have the applause lights and stuff?
No, this is going to blow your mind. There's no applause lights. there's like a human being that tells you when to fucking, oh, there was a woman like doing sign language. Like, oh, like she puts her hands on her face.
Oh, my God.
She's supposed to go, oh, and then when you're supposed to cheer, she's like, come on, cheer, cheer. Like,
well,
waving
I feel,
her
I feel
hand.
Like that's common practice, though. Wait.
So it was excessive.
Were you like, was there like a tutorial before?
Yes, there was a tutorial.
Because I remember when I would go to shows, they'd be like, you know, as you can tell, there's not that many here, but we want you to sound like there's three times as many of you.
Well,
right?
This was a lot of fucking people.
Yeah.
And in a small room, by the way. It was like a cage.
Yeah, it seems a lot bigger.
It
on
always
television,
seems bigger than it really is.
But it was
really
small.
And so this extremely gay guy comes out, and he's like, he came out on the stage. No, he comes out, he goes, all right, I'm going to give you a fake scenario. Here's what's going to happen. All right. So Mary comes out. Let's welcome Mary. Everyone has to applaud. And, you know,
they do
a fake one, right? And Mary just discovered a woman's panties in her husband's car. You know, boo, right? And then, you know, and then, oh, they have a cute little two-year-old baby. Aww. And no one knows. See, she's doing it already.
Yeah, see? I'm pretending that I'm there.
You would do great on the show, though.
I know. I can't wait to go, Darren.
Well, listen, I didn't promise you.
That's so wild.
We'll be the best of friends.
Well, you're welcome to come if there's a ticket. I can't invite you with not knowing that if she gave it out or not.
We can all sit like in the last row of the bus where it's four seats, and I could be right in the middle of you and Jennifer.
No, they put you where they want you on the bus. We didn't have a choice of where to sit. They made us sit in certain
What kind
places.
Of a country?
I don't, it's a socialist country! Officially, it's a socialist bus. It's fucking buses. You fucking people!
Why'd she turn Jewish? What the fuck?
What am I doing? She was a redneck.
When I went to the Montel Williams show, before they started, they just like kind of had the audience sit there, and they just like taped different people,
right.
I guess like shots of just people sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Did they do that to you?
Yeah, but they were mainly in the middle section. So we were off to the side. So we did get on the one big Maury shot that they tagged on Facebook. Like you can see us.
Cool. So the topic was paternity tests?
Yep. Paternity tests and lots of lie detectors. Oh, there was this one white trash girl that must have been like 200 pounds that did four cartwheels back and forth across the
street.
You're so okay. When I went to see Maury, it was a kid talent show.
Oh my god, we were so afraid of that because she was.
That was the worst. I wanted to kill myself.
Because when we still didn't know what show it was going to be, she's like, oh my god, what if we go to Maury Idol? She calls it Murray as a joke because all the black people
Murray.
Call him Murray.
Yeah.
Listen, Murray. You know what I mean? Because I know he lying. They'll sound like Steve Harvey on that show. you atheists do not have any moral barometer. So we were worried. It might have been that or a Jack Hanna show where he brings out animals.
Well,
then
we saw
the animals is fun.
A grizzly bear might run into the crowd and kill someone.
And they bring all like the stuff into the audience, animals into the audience.
No, she's afraid of snakes, though. So
but at the end, they cook the snake up and you eat like sashimi.
She's still afraid of it.
No?
Yeah. She wouldn't even eat a snake, and she eats crickets.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
Adventurous.
She'll eat anything, I'm telling you.
But not snake.
Not snake. She's afraid of snakes.
I'll be sure to bring her chocolate-covered crickets when we go to see Maury together.
That's awesome.
Someone asked, were all the guests on the show black? No, it was like, I think he does this consciously, like to not be racist, like it was about 50-50.
Never an Asian person.
And really, there's just as much white trash out there as there is, you know, like.
There's less black people in America than white people. So
and Asian people are only allowed to have one kid at a time anyway, so there's just less chance.
I don't think maybe in America, now that it's officially socialist, they might start doing that. But only Chinese.
Noah giggles at that because the concept excites her so much.
By the time you're 90, there'll be half as many Chinese people, or a third, I think.
Why am I not 90 yet?
Wow.
That's not true, though. Overall, their population is much greater, though.
Greater in what way?
I would just like to say I like Asian
people.
I like Asian people.
Asian people are the majority in the world. Like, white people are now a minority.
Yes. Says the half-Asian guy.
Yeah, sure.
You're part of the problem.
Iran
Persian,
is not
Asian.
Persian. Iran is in Asia.
Yeah.
The Middle East is in Asia. You're Asian, Noah.
Noah can't be friends with you anymore.
Noah's Asian. She's from Israel.
It's a, some dispute about that. It's some they consider some consider it an extension of Europe down.
Yeah.
Do you consider yourself
European? It's the Middle East. You just say Middle
East.
But
it is part. It has to be part of one of the continents, though.
Yeah, technically speaking, it's Asian.
Okay.
Look at the borders, Noah. You are what you hate. No wonder. Well, no, you just hate specifically Chinese people, not all Asians.
I only
think it's the people that lived
all,
around you that were
I only hate the Chinese people that lived around me in Bensonhurst who cut their toenails on the subway.
I'm going to cut that where you just said I only hate Chinese people.
Yeah.
No! You're not allowed to do that to
and
me.
And really, it's like even if they were an American person cutting their toenails on the subway, you would hate
I
them
I would
just
hate
so
the
much.
People in Bensonhurst.
Right. But a lot of Chinese people do that, is what you're saying.
Have only seen Chinese people do it.
Right, that's what you're stereotypically saying.
I actually saw
fine.
A white girl do it on the train the other day.
I've seen black people do it.
Fair enough. It's like we're playing a game now. I spy people cutting their fingernails.
Fingers is fine, but toenails?
Fingers
What's
are
the
fine. Not
no, it's not
Except fine. Fingers are fine.
No.
Except fingers is fine.
Any clipping of any kind... Is
are
not
fine.
That's true.
Not acceptable.
Just
that,
not
that
acceptable.
Sound. I hear that sound on a train and I instantly want to choke someone to death.
Yeah.
So that snipping, snip, snip. You should die.
So anyway, I got some more Maury stuff. So the guy that was being annoying on the bus who knew everybody, he's like yelling out at the people like there was a fat 300-pound white girl and apparently like these two guys could have been the father. So they're feuding over her and they're both in love with her or whatever. So the guy stands up in the audience and he's like, but why are you fighting over her, though? She's fat and nasty. Like, it just, but he kept doing that with every segment.
Stating
like,
the obvious?
Like, yeah, like they had a Maury, like Maury takes the paternity test envelope and it's real dramatic. And he's like, in the case of blah, blah, blah. And he's about to read it and the guy stands up and you're not the father. Like, in this whole dramatic moment, you know?
Do you think that the production people, like, hate this guy and
well,
he
they
just
could
keep
just
showing
not
up?
Well, I can make a guess because they weren't throwing him out or nothing. They liked that shit.
Yeah.
They just don't,
oh, they,
they told him calm down a little. They wanted to get him from like 10 to 9.
You know what it must be for him? It's like, you know how people go see screenings of Rocky Horror Picture Show
yes.
and like scream back at the screen? That's probably what this is to him.
Yeah.
Because he's seen it so many times, he knows all the words.
Hey.
I can tell by how Maury walked out that he is not the father. You can tell. He takes that little pause at the last step.
They have people. I feel like they have people in the audience with like, you know, an earpiece to the director. If somebody is acting out of line, they will walk over and be like, okay, you need to stop. We're going to
Well, they never
out.
Did that on my show.
Yeah. Well, when I went to do Conan, the person
that's
next, the person
you
next
went
to me.
To do Conan?
I do Conan. Mm. Yes, I did. I was
you
on,
were a guest
I was
Conan.
On Conan. I forgot
I have
to
did Conan.
No.
Did you stand up in Conan and go, you sound nasty!
And then Andy Richter cried.
In the audience, I should say.
You got no moral barometer.
No, but
Andy
when
Richter.
I went to the taping of Conan, I realized how lame it is to go to taping.
Right.
Because... It's so – I sound like an old man right now, but it's so much better on TV.
Yeah.
For one thing, you're not waiting 3 hours for the show to start. That's the worst to me.
Would they warm you up? What happened? Who was – like, was there a comedian?
It's not just – it's like, okay, you have to show up at 4.
You stand online, right?
Or, yeah, like you're not going to get in. Okay, you show up at 4. Mm-hmm. You're standing online. It's 4:15. Finally, they let you in. You get like – It's like going through the airport. You have to get security clearance. Did you get that?
It very minor. They made us go through a metal detector, but it was like they barely looked at it, you know?
It was like, I guess this is the NBC offices, so it's more serious. Then you go up an elevator into another line, also that you go into a third line, and then finally, like, get seated and then wait. It's like, by that time, it's like, I just want to go home. And the show didn't even
How
start
How dare
yet.
They inconvenience you so much for these free tickets to a television show that you want to see and you enjoy?
Well, that's exactly why it's free, I realize, because it is such an inconvenience.
Is there a snack bar?
No, that's the worst.
There's no snack?
There's no fucking snack! In a socialist country, there should be free snacks!
I don't think it's necessarily free because of the inconvenience. I think it's free because they need to ensure that it's a full audience every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No one's going to pay for that.
Yeah.
Like you're watching
well,
on
maybe
television.
A handful of
Some people
will, pay,
but not enough to, like...
Yeah.
Fill the crowd.
People would pay for snacks, though, so they should put a snack bar.
They should put sunflower seeds.
Well, I guess they don't want any eating during the show because there's mics on the crowd.
Let me open another beer here. Here we go.
So then they should put the snack bar where the second line is. And by the time you get to the studio.
Yeah, in the line, you should be munching.
Yeah.
Wow, I got to read this. DMX. Uh-huh. Rob only waits in line at Rollin' Roaster. How do you know a Rollin'
nice.
Roaster?
We all wait.
Oh, I would love to go to Rollin' Roaster.
Yeah,
oh, no,
I want
can
a
we go?
Grilled chicken sandwich with
Rollin' Roaster. Do people know what this is outside
Anthony
of Brooklyn?
Anthony Bourdain went there. You saw that
yes,
video, right?
You showed that.
It's so good.
It's like a fast food restaurant, but there's only one of them. And it's just, you know, it's like been there for 40
years.
There's
not one in Staten Island anymore?
Is there?
Not anymore. Not after the hurricane.
There used to be one in the city.
Yeah.
That shut down very soon.
There used to be one across
that.
The street from Webster Hall.
Yeah,
for
totally
a little
unaware of
that. But that, yeah, it was like a year or two and then it shut down.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I think there's one in Staten Island, too.
And it's just greasy and nasty, but
delicious.
Really good.
Yes.
So good. It's like a slightly upper scale.
It's not so fast food.
Yeah. I play poker not far from there sometimes, and then... Like these
good
guys walk in with like 800
like
roast, or like 2 a.m. they'll call up and order a bunch of shit. There'd be like 40 roast beef sandwiches.
That's the only benefit of living in that area.
Yeah.
There's no other benefit. I guess there's no benefit. You are right by the water, but there's no beach over there.
Yeah,
it's the worst.
Just a bay that smells.
Yeah,
at, like Russian people.
Yeah.
And the people at Rollin' Roaster were kind of like annoying.
They're douchebags.
Yeah,
like,
so I would always take
Jersey
it to go.
Shore people.
Yeah, I feel like at that point it's past the Russians in that part of.
No, because down that way now is a bunch of Russian clubs that popped up.
Oh.
Past Rollin' Roaster.
Okay.
Yeah, Rob,
yeah.
Your sister hasn't invited you?
No, she has not.
It's fucked up. Because she knows you probably just
I think
short of Rollin' Roaster.
I feel like she's went past those clubs as well. She's upgraded.
To what? In fact, there's a Snoop Dogg club down there. I don't know if it's his club. He's always down there, though.
Oh, no. I just, there's like a restaurant where the guy claimed that Snoop Dogg came there once.
No, I read something else. I don't know. I can't find it now, but I know I read a thing where he was at one of these clubs down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not. I know the thing you sent me.
Yeah.
This is another thing.
Okay.
Yeah, he goes there and fucking parties. It's like his new area.
I think I saw something about that too. It was on like one of those like Brooklyn blogs.
I love Brooklyn, yo.
And hot pockets.
Russian women are loose. He gets up in that. It's easy.
When the Russians in the crib, ma, not the next time.
He sings that about pierogies. It's the Eastern European hot pocket.
What would Snoop Dogg sound like doing a Russian advertisement?
Robert?
I don't know.
RTV. RTN.
Alo.
Okay, good. Thank you.
That's all you got. That's it.
Oh, boy.
Since we're on the topic of hip-hop, Rush Limbaugh, a person we're a huge fan of in terms of sound bites. There's a great video of him now.
Okay. If you're having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but Mitt ain't one.
Can you
the word bitch
pause and say what,
is normally
what they're doing there is that Beyonce said that. Like, wasn't it?
No, it was Jay-Z.
Oh.
Jay-Z, that's the Jay-Z song.
Oh, I'm thinking of Beyonce tweeted some shit about Mitt Romney.
But the thing what Rush Limbaugh is complaining about is what I complained about with that Hot Pockets thing last week.
What?
About how... Just you've changed the lyrics to an offensive song to now reflect this other thing, but like I thought Hot Pockets should be ashamed for associating themselves with something, and he's saying that the president should be ashamed.
So you're on the side of Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, it freaked me out a little bit when I saw this.
Yeah. Oh boy,
it must say.
Oh, so here's the mashup.
Jay-Z.
Such a good song.
I always thought, Sid, your personality goes better with being a Republican, just because you be more abrasive and offensive.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm like the Ed Schultz. I'm a young Ed Schultz. Just a square peg in a round hole.
What? Figure in American pop culture. Noted Obama bundler and fundraiser and supporter. With Obama, who is the president of the United
States. Wait, Obama was on stage for this?
I don't know if he was on stage while it was going on.
Okay.
We're having girl problems.
I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but it ain't one.
It's
that
true, though.
Even, but that doesn't even make sense anymore. Like, because why do girl problems relate to MIT?
I guess he just didn't want to change. Well,
he should change
the war on
women.
The war on women.
I guess.
Girl problems, you know.
You better watch yourself, Darren. You might get legitimately raped.
Oh, true. You're right. Keep quiet.
Also, Pat Robinson.
Pat rape.
Pat Robertson.
Good job, Robert.
With another. That's me.
Yeah.
Another great soundbite on his show.
Sweet Christian girl. Lady.
Absolutely.
All right. Do you see anything in porn that attracts you at all?
No, Pat. These questions that you ask me, I'm like, really?
I'm trying to get your attitude.
No, that is not an issue for me. Thank you very much.
Well, it's boring, really.
Well, for some people...
All right, the thing that shocks me, we always thought this was a male thing.
Yeah, yeah.
A boy thing, a guy thing.
Yeah.
But now, it looks like...
When he says he thought porn was a boy thing, he means the porn that he looks at, the boy thing.
The boy thing.
Because it's a little boy.
That's his favorite porn, a boy thing.
I was shocked to learn that women also like porno. Yeah.
And are in porno.
Yeah, also yeah. I got 99 problems, but bitches in porn ain't one.
30% of women are involved in pornography.
Yeah.
Pornography.
Nazi.
Kind of a little housewifey type
who
it doesn't look like some glamour queen or something out of,
But you know what, Pat? This summer, the big book was Fifty Shades of... Was it Fifty Shades of Grey?
That's one I'm getting ready to introduce.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me let you talk. Fifty Shades of Grey. Yeah. Everybody was in the trilogy.
This woman is kind of like a housewife in some little town in England or wherever it is. 50 Shades of Grey is the fastest-selling paper book of all time.
The
book's erotic content is when somebody called it mommy porn. And while most people think of pornography as something men struggle with, a third of the millions of Americans who watch porn are
women.
Yes.
Who thought? I never would have thought.
Who thought gay people like sex?
Who thought women actually want to get off as well?
Yeah.
Noah, are you in that one-third of porn consumers who watch porn?
Of course.
We did know that.
Monica and I talk about what porns we watch on Mobile Boner all the time.
You send each other links?
Check this one out.
No, it's always like the next day. Like, well, you know, if we're having... one of those nights.
Do you have Instagram penises?
Do I ever what?
Instagram penises.
No, what's that?
You don't know what Instagram is? You're always on it.
Do I Instagram penises?
Yeah, with a guy you're with. Make it into an Instagram.
No. I don't think you're allowed to post penis or body shots.
Well, it'll probably get taken down, but...
Well, I don't want my account to get compromised, Darren.
P-E-N-I-S.
You should have a different account for penises only.
She Tumblrs penises.
I do.
Yeah.
That's more,
Tumblr is
more
a good source of
penises?
Pornography on the go.
No, Rob, not the site. She just does she's like a gymnast.
Yeah,
with the penises. She does Tumblrs. Like the woman on stage at the Maury that did the cartwheel.
So what kind of videos do you watch on Mobile Boner? I'm curious.
P-E-N-I-S.
Yeah, that's probably the answer.
Yep.
I don't know. I guess more like situational ones lately.
You like scenarios. Like, there's
two
no
people
one to fix
fucking
my car.
Fix my car.
Rob's watching some weird shit.
That's the episode title.
What, car fisting?
Car.
You guys don't get into car fisting?
Not so much.
What's a big surprise is that 30% of all porn is car fisting.
You meant to say Carl.
This week.
Carl fisting.
See, isn't that Turbo's name? Carl fisting? There probably is a Carl fisting somewhere.
Sure. I'm sure there is.
Let's get him on the line, Rob.
And now people are putting their penises in tailpipes. I can't believe it. It's not normal.
Don't go gay. It's not healthy.
If you're going to fuck a car, don't go in the tailpipe.
Oh, no. There's just a porn star named Jesse Carl. That she does fisting. Oh, or he does fisting? I don't
Let's
know.
Let's see. Click through.
We have virus.
Oh, he has a Mac. Oh, Macs don't get those.
It is a... Oh, it's not a fisting thing. It's just like a...
Just look at your bookmarks.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I don't bookmark my porn.
What do you do?
I just remember the URL. Really
type in the URL every time?
Oh, no. It's not like... Just the websites, you know, not it's all just random.
It depends on your mood.
Yeah, you got to click around until you find the right moment where you put yourself in the scenario and you're like, all right, this is it. I'm committing to this one, and I'm going to finish up.
Call me zero.
I'm very ADD with that sort of thing.
What have you been gravitating towards lately?
He's not going
to. I'm not going to talk. No.
Carl fisting.
Fisting is a little too extreme.
That should just you should just invent, you know, become a porn star and use that name.
Carl fisting.
Yeah, it's too good.
Carl fisting.
I don't understand why anyone would enjoy fisting.
Well, why do you enjoy it?
She doesn't understand why she enjoys it.
I know. I ask myself every day. And that's why I'm asking you guys.
It's a very complex psyche that she has.
I feel like it'll be very likely that, like, the ass will just kind of...
Well, it doesn't have to be ass. It could be pussy fisting, too.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
I've never seen pussy fisting.
Yeah. You've only seen ass fisting?
I don't know why. I just assume that it's in the ass.
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess from both
feet. Well, asses are tighter. Wouldn't it be easier to fist the pussy?
These two never do things the easy way.
I don't know. I feel like... I don't know.
Hey, look what Chalmers said. Random fisting. The Robert Pezboni story.
It's going to be on Lifetime next
week.
So you've never fisted? Or been fisted?
No, I don't know if I'm... That's really my thing.
That's pretty extreme.
Well, because you only thought that it was in the butt. Now that you know it's possible to fist a vagina, maybe opens up a whole new set of options for you.
A whole new fist.
So to define fisting, though, just getting all five fingers in is fisting, correct? You don't have to.
Oh, no, I thought it had to be like into a ball.
You
like
have
a
to
fist.
Make a.
No, your
you
whole
have to
wrist.
Make a fist,
yeah.
But it's got to be the whole hand.
Right.
You have to get up to your
but you don't have to necessarily
so
make
then
a fist
is it an
there.
Open hand that's being put inside of me, or is it like a ball?
An open hand.
It can go either way.
And the, like,
I feel it starts with the open hand once you're in there.
I don't know if I would like how that feels.
Try it out on yourself, and next week come back and we'll discuss.
If there's enough, you know. Cool Whip or whatever you put down there.
Oh,
she cool makes her whip. Own Cool Whip.
Everything's got to be food related with Rob.
True.
Cool Whip.
I'll never eat Cool Whip again.
Probably good right now.
It's not that good. There's plenty of other.
I like
really
the one out
like
of the
cool
can.
Whip. Yeah.
Out of the spray.
Ready
Whip.
Ready Whip. I like that better.
But that's Cool Whip is a different thing though. They're not.
Yeah.
They're not like competing thing? Brands of the same thing.
Oh.
Cool Whip is like more.
I thought
creamy.
They were both whipped cream.
No, Cool Whip is like a topping. It's not really like... I mean, I guess they're both toppings, but it's different. It's more solid. Whipped cream is basically...
It's like bologna versus Spam.
Kind of.
Yeah,
I think they're more
the
different than that. I think
Cool Whip is like in the canister.
Yeah, but Cool Whip is very solid, and the Ready Whip is airy and fluffy.
That's
which
why I like
you,
it better.
Which
well, that's
do you
also
prefer?
Good.
I love Cool Whip.
Yeah?
It's a struggle cool. when I go past it not to buy it every time.
How do you... Eat your Cool Whip.
Put my face in the tub. And eat it. I'm not
you
even joking.
Motorboat the
I used
Cool Whip.
To. I used to do that too.
I don't really do that, but I take like a spoon and just eat it right out of the
I
thing.
Would totally do shots of Ready Whip, like to the face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like Ready Whip too. I'm not putting Ready Whip down. I just think Cool Whip's better.
I think I ate so much Cool Whip as a child that now it's just, I just can't even, I get nauseous at the sight.
They have chocolate Ready Whip now.
What?
Yep.
No, I never get it, but it does. I mean, it's just cocoa that they put in the whipped cream. I'm sure it's
all right,
nothing.
Big shot.
Oh, you know, I think Super Nintendo Chalmers explained it. He said Cool Whip is to Miracle Whip as whipped cream is to mayonnaise.
I was thinking that also.
Yeah, I think it's still more different.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Now I want Miracle Whip too. Anything with whip in the title.
Super Nintendo Chalmers has a good zinger in here. What other shots would Rob take to the face?
Whiskey shots?
Vodka shots?
Rob makes his own Cool Whip with this canister that he bought. He's very, Very, it's, you know, he doesn't want to deal with that regular Cool Whip that you buy.
Tarbot Cool Whip.
He needs gourmet Cool Whip.
Yeah.
Anyone a fan? I would say whoever, the only person who might have done Whippets in this room is Rob.
No, I nitrous is off.
Why?
It's just too, it's too gross. I don't know.
What does that mean? Why is it gross? What's gross about it?
It's just not appealing to me.
Why?
It seems like too, it fucks you up too much. Like the trade-off of enjoyment to how fucked up you are is not worth.
But you've never done it, so how do you really know?
From what he's heard.
Yeah, and I feel like, I mean, I get it. So it's just like it makes you lightheaded. I can get lightheaded from weed.
You get lightheaded from getting out of bed too quickly.
Exactly.
Or from spinning around in a circle too fast.
No, here's the thing. I can get lightheaded.
You're in the pit.
By,
for ranting about socialism on a vlog.
If I just get really high and then lay down for 20 minutes and then get up really quick, there you go. It's like nitrous. Who needs it? Same thing with salvia. Like, everyone was always talking about how salvia is crazy, but it's like 2 minutes and you're like, whoa, I'm about to feel something crazy.
I don't
before,
know what that is.
It's this,
Miley Cyrus did it.
It's just basically like a hallucinogen, which is sort of legal in the sense that you can go to a head shop and buy it.
Okay.
And you smoke it out of a pipe or whatever, and it lasts 15 minutes. And for like 5 minutes, you're like, whoa, this is crazy. I don't know where I am or whatever. But it's just, it builds to nothing.
Okay.
So it's a waste. And it feels like you're really
sort
fucking
like
yourself
show.
Up.
Oh,
you're well, on this show, Sid. This is a great time to mention that we're brought to you by All the Remains.
Didn't we fulfill that?
Yeah, no, we did.
You're gonna read.
I'm just kidding. We'll give him a free. We'll give him a bonus one.
That was like half of one.
We'll send him a bill later.
Three hits they had. Three hits from the All That Remains album.
I thought you meant their website.
Rob, do they?
All the Remains are really, really popular. So,
finish that sentence.
So you guys watch what you say.
Oh, all right. Any Suicide Silence updates this week? Any new there?
Nope. He's
still
Mitch
there.
Is still there.
Are they done or are they going to?
I don't know.
I
feel it's like too soon for them to even discuss that. Like they're
I'm sure
still.
Just go, come on.
Well, the thing is, they were supposed to be on a tour next month, mm-hmm. and there hasn't really been an official announcement that they're not on the tour. But they don't have a singer.
They
and
just do it instrumental.
I predict that all the other bands that they tour with will take turns singing for the band.
No.
Rob, how many of their songs do you know the lyrics to?
I think Sean is going to try out for the band.
Hey, guys.
And then not show up for the tour.
He'll show up for four shows.
They're not power violence enough for Sean.
Yeah. Well, he'll make them in his image. He'll sing power violence, Suicide Silence songs.
These songs are too long, guys. Fuck this. 35 seconds.
Yeah, like if you go to the official website of the tour, their logo is still on the tour. There hasn't been an announcement that they dropped off, but I can't really see that in a month they get their shit
tour
together.
Tour instrumental. That's it.
But the guy.
Let the fans sing. Let the fans have the voice.
They should do Trioscapes covers.
Well,
they're so far removed from what Trioscapes sound
not
like.
Not really. Come on.
No. Or maybe Trioscapes to just replace them on the tour.
That's fine by me.
Yeah? Would you go?
No, it just means there's no way I'll ever see them by accident.
Yeah. Put everything awful on one tour, and now I know what ticket not to buy. Nice and easy.
Trioscapes. You never know. You might walk into a bar, and they're playing there or something, you know?
How many people were in Suicide Silence?
Five.
Oh. So it can't be a trio.
I thought you were going to say one.
Good night.
Oh, that wasn't negative.
Time,
Rob.
That was
Darren's
goodbye.
I understand.
That was Darren's tribute.
I get it.
Let
I'm saying
himself.
It's sad that he's gone. It's a sad time.
Not the greatest obituary in the world. That was just a tribute.
I see what you did there.
Thank you.
Maybe Obituary could take their spot on the tour. Speaking of. Or death.
Maybe they could have Evel Knievel's son ride a motorcycle over some sharks or something.
Oh, it's too close to home.
Yeah. It's very tasteless.
Are you guys, I just want you to finish. say?
I, listen, you're the one that brought
just,
it up.
Can I just say?
You're the one that brought
what?
It
what?
Can I just say though? I if he died of AIDS or cancer or something, I would not. I feel like it's
breaking news.
I didn't say he did it. All right, here we go. Never mind. I'm not even going to say what I was going to say.
Come on, say it. Don't
I'm saying
me.
if you drive recklessly and drunk, it's not. I feel you're less off limits.
Well, yeah,
to talk
I
about
completely
his
agree.
Death, you know?
I completely agree.
Wouldn't be shitting on a guy if he, you know, fucking died of a terrible disease or something.
I might, but
you would. Yeah.
You would definitely.
Normal
would not.
People.
Yes. People with souls would not.
Well, you're allowed. You had cancer. You're allowed to.
I guess
to...
that's. Well, if he had cancer, but if he had AIDS, I wouldn't be allowed.
You would. You face death and survive.
I guess. Well, for now.
You have a free pass.
I suppose. Fair. All right.
I say you do. Don't guard
did you face death, though, Sid?
I never really thought of it that
well,
way.
Well, it was a terminal disease, or, well, not
yeah.
disease, ailment.
It was treatable, and it was treated.
Mm-hmm.
But it still could have came back.
Still can. No. I don't think about
Sid
it.
Sid was
like
worried.
That,
he was freaked out a few months ago.
Well, yeah, I had a bump on the side of my head, but it turns out it's just a cyst, or at least so far.
Oh, jeez.
But I had to have
are
it all
have
stabbed with
removed?
A needle and shit. No, not for now.
It'll be fine.
Did they stab it with the needle to get the liquid out?
No, to see, it was like a biopsy.
Biopsy, mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you grown attached to it? Have you named the cyst?
No.
Are you going to throw a smiley face on it?
Cysty
or
the
a sad face?
I wouldn't be able to see it, though, unless
well,
it's
for well,
someone,
other people.
Someone behind
fuck
you on the train,
people.
You know, waiting
fuck.
On the platform.
Yeah, fuck those it's people.
Gives them some happiness. I can't even happy see.
Yeah.
You know what I think you should do,
pornography.
You should get your face tattooed on it.
Oh. That's weird.
You should call it the Sistine Chapel.
All right, that I can do. I can name it that. I'm not getting my face tattooed on it.
Oh, it would have been the greatest.
Sean might.
Ever.
Sean could get a tattoo of a cyst with my face on it tattooed on him if he ever came back to the show. You can have him do that. Well, what if we told him he'd be off the hook from ever coming on the show again if he got that tattoo?
He's not on the hook, though.
He thinks he is.
Yeah.
That's why he keeps
emailing
us excuses.
Well, I think that he feels that we're angry at him when he doesn't
what?
Show up.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I mean, the show will go on.
We actually had an email chain about this, though. Like, Rob basically told him, just announce when you're coming.
Yeah.
Stop announcing every week when you're not coming.
No.
And it was, yeah. Not to be a
but
dick.
But then this week he did announce he was coming, and then he announced he wasn't.
But not
that,
to all of us.
But at least he followed Sid the rule. Sid is very taken aback. That is, he's hurt.
Am I?
Yeah.
Well, look, I even set up Sean's microphone. His
yeah.
chair is empty.
Uh-huh.
Sid is really upset.
Because you had to do all that work.
Yeah. I'm upset on
no.
his behalf.
Thank you.
All of them.
No, Darren's
mic
fell.
My mic
like
fell
fine.
Because it missed Sean. Well, whatever. You know, he ignored the directive that Rob gave him. He just continued saying, making excuses.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Maybe we should, I don't know.
What?
I was going to say call him, ask him how the movie is.
During the movie. I can tell you how it is.
Well, actually, he's going to Converge, so I guess,
yeah.
Rob, you can get the report.
I saw it. I don't. I can tell you. What do you need Sean for?
Because then if Sean talks and says things that are inconsistent with what actually happened in the movie, we'll know he lied.
That's
yeah.
good. You got a point.
If you have seen the movie, we could check
should
it.
Should we call Sean?
It'd be funny if he tries to... Hey, honey, can you sing the James Bond theme behind
yeah.
me while I'm doing on the phone?
Roger Moore was great.
That was good.
And
that I'm at the movie, guys. Popcorn, get your popcorn here.
That's a ball game, Sean.
Oh, whatever.
Cracker Jack.
Tons of gay sex.
That's what he's actually doing
yeah.
right now.
Pick up.
Be my set beat.
Wouldn't it be great if he's at the theater and he didn't turn his...
Oh, yeah.
Just because we're calling him?
Just keep calling him over and over. He's out of touch. Keeps his phone on all the time.
He's like, do I want to take this? I guess he doesn't.
Do you have a message or his number, please?
I've never
called
left him.
Left
him a voicemail.
I've never communicated.
I've never called.
This show and email. They want Sean's number in the chat, by the way. How many fucking rings does this
have? Yeah.
Never heard of it. Is this his house phone?
Maybe he changed his number and didn't tell any of us.
That son of a bitch.
We should get his number on the air. Just for fun.
He would
or maybe
love it.
His voicemail is that tone.
Oh,
tricky
geez.
Son of a
bitch. So we're leaving a message right now?
Yeah, this is just a message. At least now he'll know what we think of him. Since he doesn't listen to the show anyway.
We'll force him to listen to it.
Yeah.
You know what we should do? We should just call him at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, I'm just...
And leave the whole show as the voice.
Yeah. A great idea. And then his mailbox will be full for, like, the important messages that he gets from other
Fuck,
people.
Man. Avi can't reach me.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Now that band we're never going to start is never going to happen.
Yeah. Heartbreaking.
Yeah, that's never happening.
All right. Well.
Should we try him again? No.
That's the rest of the show. We'll just have the ringing in the background.
Yeah, I'm over it.
Super Nintendo Chalmers makes a good point. Maybe he gave you the number to Rossetti's Pizza in Chicago. Hmm.
Is that a thing?
That's where CM Punk eats.
That's the only place where he eats.
Yes.
Do they serve Hot Pockets?
I doubt it. He doesn't like processed food. He's straight edge. He doesn't like chemicals.
They probably serve calzones, which are similar.
Mm-hmm.
Or stromboli.
Oh, Gatan Dugas in the chat just said, I forgot what Sean sounds like, LOL. Me too. I kind of have, my impression has definitely gotten worse because he's not here.
So
well, we don't really remember him that much, so your impersonation... It's not getting much worse.
A good point. You don't realize it's worse. That's
yeah. You're doing a fabulous job.
Mm-hmm. You always make me feel so special.
You're special.
I'll consider bringing you to Maury.
Yes.
That was your plan all along.
Just sweet talk, Darren.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for a compliment. All right, I'm winding down the show.
Yep, things are wrapping up early, but that's how we roll.
It's okay, yeah, we've given so much extra time. We can take some back.
Yep, if somebody wants to call in to wrap the show up, that can happen as well.
You never gave the number out once.
Yeah.
I did give it out once. 646-929-1357.
Now you've given it out once.
Just when we're about to wrap up the show.
It may have been before I was here, but while I was here,
no.
I didn't hear it.
We weren't able to take calls at that point, so there's no way.
I'm going to give it out twice then.
We have 90 seconds to take calls, too.
646-929-929.
Rob needs his cue card.
1357.
Yeah, there we go. I'm confused.
Sure. So many are we playing music over the show? Is that what's going on?
I got disconnected. Here, we're back on the live thing. Got disconnected.
What?
I got disconnected off the live connection.
Well, it doesn't matter. We're ending the show.
Yeah,
anyway.
We're wrapping it up. Listens on Blog Talk Radio, I've noticed. If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, you can get a way better quality version of this show where we're still talking like shit, but it sounds better.
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't have waited until the end of the show to mention that, though.
I put it in the show description now on Blog Talk. But if you're still listening, first of all, you are a hardcore fan.
Yeah.
This show, I mean, come on.
Because the quality is very
quality
bad.
The quality is awful.
So you go to metalinjection.net/livecast. We're also available on iTunes and Stitcher. And if you download us...
Stitcher?
Huh?
What is Stitcher?
It's like a podcast app for...
Really?
For Apple, for the iPhone. I guess it's on Android as well.
Cool.
And if you use iTunes and you download us off there, leave a little review. Show us some
stars.
Love. If you give us some stars, maybe we'll get featured, and then we'll get a bunch more listeners.
We'll feel like stars.
Then we'll sell out, and we'll stop acknowledging you. You know, because we're huge stars. Cause
we'll
we're
just
big.
Do 2 hours of All That Remains library.
Yeah, we'll just do. We'll be the Metal Injection live read.
That should be the next time we have to do a best of episode. It should just be live reads.
The best of Metal Injection live.
Except
live.
They'll be taped reads. We won't even do them live.
It's just like the truth.
Next week we are doing
Iron Maiden.
Next week we are not going to be on the air. It's going to be a mixtape. Darren, what is there going to be like a recipe?
I would love to tell you, except I haven't done it yet. So I don't know. But we'll come up with some theme that will be really awesome. And it won't be live reads. But it will be fun. We'll have an email. We'll have an email and coffee clutch.
Let's
it.
None of us tell Sean that there's no show next week. On the off chance that he shows up.
I'm finally coming.
But then I have to hang out with Sean.
No, just don't answer the door.
Yeah.
So?
Just put an alert downstairs
with
the doorman.
Yeah, that no Sean's.
No, tell him there's a weird ginger.
No. I'll give him a huge printout of Sean's head.
With an X through it.
Yeah.
This weird neo-Nazi guy somehow got my address. I just hope, don't let him in.
Call the police when you see this face.
I think they would do that anyway without you telling them.
Seriously, if he emails anyone asking, or like if he IMs, texts, anything, asking what time the show is next week, let's just not reply. Yeah. That way we haven't directly lied to him that there's no show, but we haven't told him, so he'll figure it out on
but
his own.
I mean, I communicate with Sean throughout the week.
Why?
We talk on IM sometimes.
All right.
So what if he asks me about it?
Just don't respond to that IM.
Oh, but then I won't be able to, like, communicate with him.
Yeah, you will. Just go back to whatever else you're talking about. Act like you didn't see it.
Just say, I had to pee. Come back, and then see. Maybe he'll move on. If
Or just go invisible. He'll think you signed off.
Yeah.
All right. I can do that. My conversations with Sean aren't that important that I have to actually...
Just pretend it's like one of those conversations we have on IM when I ask you how your sister's doing.
Oh!
You just ignore it and go on to the next thing. See, it's the same thing.
You're just doing this for the show, so you never ask how my sister's doing.
Not since I've been married, but I used to.
Yeah, because you have a shot with her.
Just keeping all my options open.
Did you ever get it in before you were married?
In Rob's sister?
Yeah. Have you ever met my sister in person?
Yeah, I think once or twice. Oh, no, she used to come to the temple all the time, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
And I used to tell anybody within earshot, look at that girl one day. That rack, that's the rack of a lady. There's potential
she
that
she was
woman.
Like 13 at the time.
She had gigantic tits as a 13-year-old.
Who are you talking to?
Oh,
so did you, though, Ralph. It's a family thing.
Like sister, like sister.
Girl.
That's the name of the episode, like sister, like sister. That's it. Done.
Not fisting a car?
Carl Fisting.
Carl Fisting?
Yeah.
Well, one or the other.
We had a great time, you guys.
We hope you did. Because we certainly did.
Thanks for listening.
And isn't that really what's important?
Sure.
And all that remains is important.
Oh, I want to mention this. For fans of the game that we play on the show here, Thrash It or Trash It, there's now a website where you can play Thrash It or Trash It.
Really?
Yes. It's thrashitortrashit.com.
And did someone steal that from us, or did you?
No. Yes. Someone stole it, and then they paid for this library that I'm giving it.
Good.
Basically, it's like you go on there, you have to register so that we can count your votes and so you don't cheat. Mm-hmm. And when you start playing the game, you'll just start listening to a song, but you get no information about the song. You just have to listen to it.
I like it.
And then once you decide if you thrash it or trash it, then you can see the information about the song.
Good idea.
And then we're going to be posting the top 10 most thrashed of the week every week on Metal Injection.
And can people submit things to be...
Absolutely. If you're in an unsigned band, an underground band, or even if you're in a signed band that wants a little more exposure, and if you're really confident that your music should be thrashed, get your ass over to thrashitortrashit.com.
What if you just get stuff like our listeners have been giving to us, which is crappy?
Well, then it will be trashed. This is a user-based community. It's like Hot or Not, but for metal.
Does Shlomo's soundbite play when you enter the website?
You know what's funny? I was thinking about that comparison. Like, hey, it's like Hot or Not for metal. And then I took a step back, and then I'm like, okay, Hot or Not. When was the last time that website was relevant?
Yeah.
At least 12 years ago, yeah. I bet most people on the internet right now do not know what Hot or Not is. There's no comparison at this point. Hmm. And then it made me feel old.
I'm so old.
You are old.
Remember Are You Hot? That was on ABC or something like that.
That was also 10 years ago.
Yeah.
No, it,
more than 10 years ago.
What is that?
With Lorenzo Lamas.
It was like a stupid, it was like a ripoff. Of, okay,
it was like what Howard Stern does when he judges women on a show, except there was like three people doing it on television.
Yeah.
Who's Lorenzo Lamas to tell anybody if they're hot or not?
It's true.
He's not hot at all.
No? Lorenzo Lamas?
Mm-mm. You wouldn't hit that?
There you go. It's settled.
Anthony Bourdain, Yokozuna, and Lorenzo Lamas in a four.
Would you fuck a llama or Lorenzo Lamas if you had to choose?
Gun to your head, yes. Llama or Lorenzo Lamas?
Llama or Lamas? That's the new website. Llama or Lamas?
Llama or Lamas?
Llama or Lamas?
Llama or Lamas? Say it sexily.
Llama or Lamas?
Llama or Lamas?
We have three episode titles now.
That's my favorite.
We should just release this episode three times with all the different titles and let the people choose.
I want the episode title to be Llama or Llamas just to see how Rob misspells all of them.
It would just be LLLLLLLS.
This is binary code.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a Converge show.
Oh my God. You dying?
That's the inside of Rob.
You have a cyst that needs to be
just breathing here, you guys.
Barely.
I'm getting over a cold, thank you.
Oh.
I'll be alive tomorrow.
Tomorrow. All right.
Tomorrow.
It's fuck!
Just tomorrow!
All right, now we're in.
Fuck! Just tomorrow!
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure. Don't forget to check in with our mixtape next week. Check out thrashitortrashit.com. And
give us reviews. Don't listen on Blog Talk.
Yeah, Stitcher, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all that. We'll see you in 2 weeks, everybody.